Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when your life feels like a never-ending to-do list? Like there's just too much stuff, too many commitments, and not enough time. Well, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world obsessed with more possessions, more experiences, more information, and it can leave us feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. But what if I told you there's a way to simplify your life, find more peace, and actually feel less stressed? Today, we're diving into the power of minimalism. Now, before you picture someone living in a tiny house with just 3 spoons, hear me out. Minimalism isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionality. It's about focusing on what truly matters and letting go of the excess that weighs us down. Think of it like this. Your life is like your closet. Ever feel like you have nothing to wear because you're drowning in clothes? That's what clutter does to our minds. Minimalism helps us declutter our physical spaces, but more importantly, it helps us declutter our thoughts and emotions. So how do we start simplifying? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Identify your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or making a difference in the world? Once you know your values, you can make decisions aligned with them, letting go of things that don't serve those priorities. Think about it this way. Are you clinging to possessions because they represent a certain image or status, or because they genuinely bring you joy and value? Start small. Don't feel pressured to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with something manageable, like decluttering one drawer or organizing your email inbox. Remember progress over perfection. Celebrate those small wins because they build momentum. 3. Practice gratitude. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, it shifts your perspective and reduces the urge to constantly acquire more. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the simple things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a heartfelt conversation. These little moments often bring us the most joy. 4. Be mindful of consumption. Before buying something new, ask yourself, do I really need this? Will it add value to my life? Or am I just falling prey to societal pressures and impulse purchases? This mindful approach helps you make more conscious decisions and avoid accumulating unnecessary clutter. 5. Embrace experiences over possessions. Remember that happiness often comes from experiences rather than things. Invest in memories, adventures, and personal growth. They'll enrich your life in ways material possessions never could. Think about it. A weekend getaway with loved ones will create lasting memories, while that new gadget might lose its appeal after a few weeks. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy entrepreneur juggling work, family, and a million commitments. She felt constantly overwhelmed by the mountain of tasks and possessions around her. One day, she decided to take a minimalist approach. She decluttered her office, organize her schedule, and focus on what truly mattered: her health, her relationships, and her passions. As Sarah simplified her life, she found more time for herself, reduced stress levels, and felt a renewed sense of clarity and purpose. Remember, minimalism isn't about living a bare-bones existence, it's about creating space for what truly matters. It's about intentionally designing a life that is rich in experiences, meaningful connections, and personal fulfillment. So, are you ready to start simplifying? Take one small step today to clutter a drawer, donate an old item, or simply take a few minutes to practice gratitude. And don't forget to share your minimalist journey with us. Use #MentalFortitudeDaily on social media and let's inspire each other to live more intentional, fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep striving for that mental fortitude, one mindful step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.